We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want to talk now about something else that happened this past week, and we're going to completely change gears for this one. In the town of Boston, there was a case this week involving political lawn signs. Let's bring in Attorney James Ostrowski. He represented some of the people there who were involved. Jim, thanks for joining us. Glad you're here.
Oh, thanks a lot, Dave.
Start with the background. What was alleged in this case? What were these defendants that you represented charged with, and how did it ultimately end up being dismissed?
Well, there was a kind of a feud between the town clerk and the town board. And my clients sided with the town clerk and put up signs that say, "I support the town clerk."
Okay.
So they then got notices and summonses for allegedly violating the town sign ordinance.
What is the town sign ordinance? What did it say they could do and couldn't do? What was alleged? What was the reported supposed violation?
Like a lot of these ordinances, it's kind of complicated, but basically it explicitly says that you need a permit for a political sign. They charge a fee for it.
Even just a lawn sign, if I want to say I support Joe Slobotnick, elect Joe, I've got to get a permit for that in the town of Boston?
Yeah, I'm not saying they're the only town that has that, but it's pretty unusual, and generally speaking, people put signs up all over the place that don't give it a second thought. And in fact, in the town, there were a lot of Trump signs and Repeal the Safe Act signs at the same time, and none of those people were bothered. So we, in the motion to dismiss in the local town court, we alleged that the ordinance was unconstitutional because it discriminated against political speech, and also we alleged selective enforcement.
All right. It sounds like that last one was the one that won the day, or were there some free speech issues here that in some ways might even be precedent setting?
Well, the judge's order was brief, but I read it as adopting our all aspects of our motion. That's the way it reads, and so we alleged that the ordinance was unconstitutional and that there was selective enforcement of the ordinance. So the way I read the order, the judge agreed with us, but in any event, the charges are dropped. We do have a federal case going as well, which hasn't reached the summary judgment or trial stage, where we're alleging basically the same allegations, except for technical reasons. We couldn't really complain about the ongoing prosecution based on some jurisdictional case law, but everything else is in there, the request for an injunction, request for a declaratory judgment, and any future prosecutions. That's all at issue in the federal case, which is ongoing.
And in the one that got dismissed, what was the venue? Was this just Boston Town Court, or was it State Supreme?
The sign ordinance would be brought and was in the town of Boston court, and that's Judge Kelly A. Vacco, and she issued the decision dismissing the charges on February 6th.
Here's why I ask. I doubt it, and maybe I'm wrong. If I am, correct me here. I doubt if a ruling from a town justice can necessarily be as big of a precedent setter as something that could come out of the federal case. What are you arguing in the federal case, and what are the broader implications for precedent there? Will lawn signs, let's say you're successful, will lawn signs suddenly not have restrictions on them because of free speech grounds? Is that the end game here?
Yeah, we certainly want to get a ruling from the judge at the appropriate time. We're almost finished with discovery, and hopefully get an order of an injunction and a declaratory judgment, which could then be used as a guide for other other jurisdictions around the state. The for technical reasons, the town justice is somewhat limited in issuing injunctions that are generally applicable.
Now, I don't work in this field obviously as much as you do. I'm just Mr. Observer here, but it really surprises me that free speech isn't kind of an automatic thing when it comes to lawn signs. Is the case a slam dunk for you? Is this an obvious legal principle that you can say, look, on its face, it's right there? Or do you think that there's going to be some pushback in some regard?
Well, you know, in our common law system that we inherited from the English, there's not necessarily a case on point on everything. So you have to be guided by general principles. But fortunately for us, there was a really good Supreme Court case signed by Clarence Thomas in 2015, which is before this incident, and therefore all the parties are charged really with knowledge of that case in terms of liability for federal constitutional violations. So we do have a very solid Supreme Court case behind us on this.
So in that regard, you're not plowing new ground?
Well, every case is a little different. And again, these ordinances are often like written in a very complicated way. So this would be a decision that would obviously mean that any similar ordinance would be banned. But that's what lawyers argue about. Are the cases similar? We think it is similar.
And I think you were the one involved in a case last year in Hamburg involving a fence size sign about the SAFE Act, weren't you? Are any of the similar principles at work here?
I'm not sure if it's exactly similar, but I certainly believe that ordinance is also unconstitutional, but the case was resolved before we got into a ruling on the merits.
All right, so give me a now what. What happens next?
Well, we're litigating the federal case, and there'll probably be motions to dismiss or motions for summary judgment on both sides, and possibly a trial on either liability and or damages.
Who is the opposing side here? Does the town of Boston have to defend itself?
Yes, they have a law firm representing them in the case.
In both the one that's now been dismissed, but obviously the federal proceeding.
Well, yeah, the local ordinance case is handled by the town prosecutor.
I don't want to put you in the position of speaking for your opponent, but can you at least summarize the argument? Are they saying that we need to protect the sanctity of our zoning?
Well, I think that was a pretty good summary of the argument that the town prosecutor made, that there's some regulatory discretion by the town, but I evidently the judge did not accept that argument.
And obviously you come at it from a point of view of your own, but give me a prediction. How do you see this playing out? I know you're not going to say, well, gee, Dave, I'm about to lose, but do you picture a compromise in the middle? Do you picture total victory? Talk to me about the path forward. What do you see happening?
Well, you know, I can't specify, you know, in this particular case, but I do a lot of retaliation cases. I do some police misconduct cases. Statistically, most cases settle, but you always have to prepare a case so that if it goes to trial, you're ready to roll. And with a Supreme Court case behind us, and I think with the facts that are laid out in the complaint, we are obviously confident about our prospects.
All right, Jim, interesting stuff. Glad you could chat about it this morning. That's attorney Jim Ostrowski, fresh off a victory in Boston Town Court, getting a case dismissed that alleged basically that some lawn signs in that town were improper and had to be taken down. He argued that it was selective prosecution. Oh, and by the way, First Amendment issues, which are coming up in a federal court case.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!